It's good to be with you here today. As always, I want to thank you. I know that your time is so valuable and you have many choices and how to make selections about what you watch or to what you see and so on. But thanks that you would take time for our faith and family programs. I appreciate the opportunity. I thank you for reminding others. We like to have a little short message, a song, maybe an interview, go on location. We like to have a good variety. Hopefully that is something that you might enjoy.
Friends, just recently I was up in some meetings in Alaska, up in Fairbanks, and then down in Palmer, or right there, Palmer and Wasilla are kindly joined together, and while there, I was able to speak at the church where the pastor is, Jason Perry, and I found him to be a very interesting individual, a very good man. He's not only a good pastor, he's done missionary work and down in New Mexico and throughout, and he's also a great patriot. He is involved. He was a delegate to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, and he said that his grandfather had always told him to stay involved, be involved. And so he takes his responsibilities as a citizen quite seriously. He feels like it's important for him to be in the know so that he can also be a help to his congregation. And
well,
to the-
I'm here today in Palmer, Alaska, at the Valley Baptist Tabernacle with a newfound friend, Pastor Jason Perry.
Yes, sir. Good to have you.
We were privileged to be in the service last night here at this good church. And Brother Perry, he has a far-reaching impact, not only in this locality, but in so many areas. Tell us a little bit, Brother Perry, about what you saw and what brought you to Alaska.
Well, we originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we went from Chattanooga to Mexico, where I was a missionary in Jimenez, Chihuahua, and Ceballos, Durango. And from there, I had some health issues and ended up in the Lord sent us to Roswell, New Mexico. And we spent the last 16-plus years in New Mexico. And as I was saying earlier, we never would have dreamed the Lord would have us here in Alaska, but we left the blowing winds of the desert blowing sand and dirt in our face to the blowing winds of Alaska blowing snow in our face. But we're so grateful to be here. The Lord has blessed my family, and I just want to be in the center of God's will, if that's right here, if it's in Timbuktu. But the Lord, I am confident, has sent us here to Palmer, Alaska, such a wonderful area, and it's in the Mat-Su Valley, and really we're the last area. Mat-Su Valley is the last area on the road system before you get into just wilderness for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours until you finally reach up to Fairbanks or a little town called Glen Allen if you're going on another road. But we're sort of that last hub of Alaska before you go into the wilderness there. And God has sent us here, and we thought, Lord, what would you have us to do? And as a local church, of course, we're reaching the folks here in the Mat-Su Valley for the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord has allowed us to be able to reach far out into even with villages and helping missionaries that are there, and the opportunity to be able to help missionaries worldwide. I just got off the phone today with a missionary from Africa, and going to be bringing him up here, and we just want to be an effect for the Lord.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD.
That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Stood in harm's way and the defense of our great country, this is for you. May it speak to each one. I was driving alone out in the country one day when I spotted an old frame house with shingles on top, and something about it just made me want to stop. I pulled my car to the side of the road near a field that had just been freshly hoed. And I walked over to the man and hastened to say, "I don't mean to intrude," but he said, "Howdy, friend. Won't you sit a spell? The Lord sent you here because I've got a story to tell. You see, my wife died about 2 years ago when my boy and I built this little frame house. We battled the wind, the rain, and the snow. Life was hard, but God was good. And after supper, we'd take down the Bible, and we'd read and pray, and we managed to get along
somehow, some way. That is, until the postman came with that letter that day. You see, my son had to go and answer his country's call. And I can just see him standing there now, so straight and tall. He said, "Dad, I want to thank you now for teaching me how to pray. And I'll go and do my best to defend a way of life for folks like you and me and the common man." Well, life was lonely, but God was still good. And every once in a while, I'd get a letter telling me that he were lonely and wishing that he were home. But, sir, my life went to pieces, and I couldn't even pray when I got that wire that said, "Your son was killed in action today." And I said, "God, it doesn't seem fair now to take my only boy. Life's been so hard, this doesn't seem to be my share." But one night, my brother, while praying by my bedside, it was as if my boy appeared to me in a vision with his hand right there on my knee. He said, "Dad, you disappoint me now. Why, if your faith in God and country wane now, I died in vain. Why, through the heat of the battle, I could feel your prayers. I knew that you were lonely and wishing that I were home. But, Dad, you must remember, you weren't the first to give your only son." And somehow, my brother, the clouds parted back, and God came right back into view. And that's why you were sent here today, so I could tell my story, too. And as I left that little frame house that day, I prayed, "Please, God, help us to understand that the hope of America lies in our faith in God and the common man."
Well, I hope that indeed that you enjoyed the common man that the late James Weatherington, who sang bass for the legendary Statesman Quartet, used to recite. I think it still speaks, or it does to me. And you know, the Bible talks about in the book of the Revelation, "Though dead, yet speaketh." And so I think that it speaks to what we call America, our exceptionalism, the bravery of those that put on the uniform of our nation, that left home, many of them as young boys or just really young teenagers, that they saw war and they returned as men that had developed a resilience and a skin that was beyond their own body thickness, that it was one that stood for valor, for country, for duty. And so today, it still almost brings a tear to my eye to think about how that those who in their pernicious ways would want to destroy this great land, wherein we've had more freedoms than any other industrialized nation of our size, as far as I know. And we've never been perfect. No one is. No individual is, except the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have made improvements. When we saw maladies, or when we saw things that needed improvement or things that needed to be deleted from our government. And so I'm hoping today that we will have a resurgence of patriotism in America. Call it nationalism or whatever, but the idea that we have a constitution, that we have a division of powers in our government, that we have checks and balances, that we have the legislative, executive, and judicial that exercise restraints or should upon each other. This idea that we ought to do away with the Supreme Court, or that somehow give everybody a litmus test, and if they don't agree wholeheartedly with our agenda, our preferences, then we should destroy them, destroy their character. And that's what happened to people like Clarence Thomas, and that's what happened to Judge Bork and others. If you're a conservative today, and you believe in God, and you believe in decency, and if you believe in order, and if you believe in the idea of ruling by law instead of by the individual, it seemed like that those are abhorrent ingredients to what I'm now calling un-America. That's the new mantra I'm using. They're not America in the sense of values that I recognize. This idea of trying to make men women, women men, exalting pride in deviant behavior, knowing that the Bible has plenty to say about right and wrong and how that we live our lives. I tell you, Christianity can survive without America, but America cannot survive without Christianity.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, it's always a struggle, but by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
And as a local church, of course, we're reaching the folks here in the Mat-Su Valley for the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord has allowed us to be able to reach far out into even with villages and helping missionaries that are there, and the opportunity to be able to help missionaries worldwide. I just got off the phone today with a missionary from Africa, and going to be bringing him up here, and we just want to be an effect for the Lord.
Now, you work with what, Rock of Ages?
Well, there's a chaplain that is Rock of Ages Prisons Ministries that's here in our area, and he asked me to help him this week with a prison revival, and so we've been preaching and with some other brothers that are preaching, and so far this week we've seen over 20 souls come to Christ.
Praise
this week.
The Lord.
Yes, sir. So we praise the Lord for it.
Well, Brother Terry, you're not only busy, I mean, you are busy. And, of course, it takes busy people, seemingly, to get things done. But I also want to applaud you for being involved, not only in the local church, which is your primary goal, but you're also reaching out into the political arena, which is a different arena altogether, Ellen. I certainly want to thank you for your reaching out and being a voice for Christian principles. That's what we need, Brother Perry.
Yes, sir. My grandfather was a pastor, and my grandfather always taught me that it's wonderful to be a pastor of a church, and it's wonderful to make a difference in your congregation, but to do more than just be in those four walls of that church, to get out in the community, get out where you live and make an impact for Christ. Many years ago when we were in New Mexico, I saw things that were happening that were bothersome to me, decisions that politicians were making on my behalf. And I was asked by the mayor of a city if I would serve on the city council. We had a city councilor that had to resign due to illness. And long story short, I served 12 years in elected office in New Mexico. And while I was there, I just realized that being involved in the process, that being a voice and having Christian standards, having biblical, godly standards and laws in place that honor God, that will affect our people, even who don't even realize it's right. going to make an effect on them for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I enjoyed being with you last night.
We enjoyed it, yes, sir.
And I hope we might come again sometime.
Yes, sir, we sure hope. You're always welcome up here in Palmer, Alaska.
Right next to Wasilla, too, isn't it?
Right next to Sarah Palin's Wasilla.
Okay. God bless you, Brother
Barry. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, K-I-N-S-M-A-N, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
We live in a time where intelligent people are being silenced so that stupid people won't be offended. And I, for one, do not intend to try to have to go to a thesaurus and to find words so that to replace words that we've always used. I'm not talking about vulgar words or filthy words. I'm talking about words where we talked about a man being a man, a woman being a woman. I'm not trying to have to go to some kind of a thesaurus and to see in the etymological derivation of words if I can find something that might not offend somebody in his or her stupidity. I do not succumb to that, nor do I intend to do so. I don't want to be abrasive. I don't want to be obnoxious. But for those of who believe in traditional marriage, who believe in traditional values, who believe that the Bible is the preserved word of God, that it's infallible, inerrant, and without any flaw, for those of us that embrace it, that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior, that have faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, and his soon coming again, I'm not going to have to try to fit in to a lexicon that somehow maybe makes some person way off that's been to one of these woke colleges not be offended. I intend to try to stand for the Word of God and for decency and for order. Kevin Merritt is a Facebook friend, and he posted this. William Gladstone was a tremendous leader in England, and this is a quote attributed to Mr. Gladstone. "Tell me what the young men of England are doing on Sunday, and I'll tell you what the future holds for England." This quote holds true for our land, for our times, and our future, as well as Gladstone's. May we be in our place among God's people and our church families today. It is a privilege and joy to gather in with a Bible in hand. May we never take the blessedness of it all for granted. And I believe that's why Hebrews 10:25 says, "Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together." I need the church more than the church needs me. And as De Tocqueville, the Frenchman who came to America in 1820, said, "America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great." I like this wording that appeared the other day, and I, on my Facebook, I believe it was, and it's a picture of an older, maybe Western cowboy or something, and he says, "My muscles are sore, but they work. I did not sleep well last night, but God woke me up. My wallet is not full, but my belly is. I may not have it all, but God gives me what I need. My life is not perfect, but my life is good. I've truly been blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I think those kind of little clippings or nuggets, some people call them, are helpful. Maybe they are help to inspire us and help to motivate us. And I hope that did it for you as well. Our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan, was called the great communicator. I think his mother was a great lady of prayer. I believe she was of the Wesleyan faith and maybe taught Sunday school. And I think her influences certainly had an impact upon her son, Ronald. And this is what President Reagan said. The day a nation does not nourish its children on spiritual things is the day that nation begins to decline. Prayer is a basic for strength and spiritual power. Without it, we become weak and misdirected. This has been reported as an event occurring at Mount Vernon, September the 22nd, 1788, George Washington in a letter to Henry Lee, and our great commander-in-chief said, while doing what my conscience informed me was right, as it respected my God, my country, and myself, I could despise all the party clamor and unjust censure which must be expected from some whose personal enmity might be occasioned by their hostility to the government. I am conscious that I fear alone to give any real occasion for obloquy, and that I do not dread to meet with unmerited reproach. And certain I am, whensoever I shall be convinced the good of my country requires my reputation to be put in risk, regard for my own fame will not come in competition with an object of such magnitude. Well, it was great seeing so many friends and meeting new people at the Sword of the Lord conference there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's their, I believe it was their 90th anniversary in the sense of the publication of the Sword of the Lord that was started by the late Dr. John R. Rice in 1934. And Jim Townsley up at Central Baptist Church up in Connecticut, and many others. You know, I've been privileged to be with him and been privileged to be in so many states. We thank God for the opportunities. And we know that these men, especially the people up in the more liberal areas, the blue states they call them, they have a real fight on their hands because the states have changed dramatically from what it was when Christianity came to the colonies, you know, up in Maine and Rhode Island. And can you believe that in 1936, Franklin Roosevelt did not carry the state of Maine? It was too conservative. The idea of building yourself up by your own bootstraps and rugged individualism, those were the appellations that we call New England. But over the course of now 60, 70 years, 80 years, it has become increasingly un-American in the sense that they promote everything that basically people out in our area, in Indiana, out in the plains and in the hinterlands, they promote everything basically that we're against, and what they're against is usually what we're for. So I hope that Brother Townsley can continue to make a difference in his area for the cause of Christ. Well, I'm here at the Sword of the Lord Convention, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Gospel Light Baptist Church, with a friend that I've known several years, Brother Jim Townsley. Brother Jim, good to have you with us on our program.
Great. It's good to be here.
Well, you're up in New England. Tell us a little bit about your location and how long you've been there and so forth.
Yeah, next May will be 50 years. We started the church 50 years ago, 1975. Boy, we are on a mission field. We are blue, as blue a state can be. It's a Roman Catholic area that's now converted to paganism. That's about the sum of it.
Yeah.
And God's blessed us. We've got an 18-acre campus, a Bible college, a church that's growing. God has been good. We've started 15 churches out of our church. And also, God's given us some influence in our state. We work together with our elections. You know, we have patriotic days. And so we're enjoying what we're doing.
Right. Well, you were telling me that you had had kind of a patriotic occurrence, and you said it just went over so well.
Yes, and you know, we've had 9/11 Sundays for emergency workers, celebrate the military, you know, all those things. But we did something a little bit different, is we invited our local officials. They're elected but unpaid. Town council, the clerk's office, the zoning boards.
Yeah, right.
And they came. I think we had a dozen or more, maybe 15, had a present for them, and we put on a patriotic program. We had one of the key Democrats in our community went back to the town council and the meeting, bragged about the service that we had. Those people were so appreciative. And of course, they take a lot of abuse, that everybody that doesn't like something, you know, and they get very little recognition. And so if there's someone else like to try that, see how it works, boy, it was a great, I think, one of the best services we've ever had.
Well, Brother Townsend, I appreciate your outlook for the New England area and in your own community, your school. Thank you that you're continuing in the fight.
That's what we're doing. Just keep working at it. Make our name known and lift up the Lord. Try and witness to all of these government leaders and just keep working on it.
God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the super sensational Spirited Spears.
Since I came home to Jesus, to his kingdom I belong, I'm a member of the blood-washed throne. When he stretched his hand of mercy, he made right every wrong. Now I sing the great redemption song.
I've been freed and justified.
I've been full and sanctified.
Now my eyes are fixed on heaven's side. I'm so glad I'm a member of the blood-bought church, the church of the living God.
The power of his blood,
my soul was glorious
day. And now I'm saved in his blood,
anchored
on the stay.
My soul's been washed.
I'm redeemed and born again. I'm so glad I'm a member of the blood-bought church, the church of the living God.
For his kingdom he's returning, dressed in robe to pure his white. Soon he'll call his waiting bride away. I'm so anxiously awaiting, and it won't be very long. Heaven's choirs and I'm preparing for that day.
Soon we'll hear the trumpet sound, see grace bursting all around, as the Savior calls us forth from the sod. I'm so glad I'm a member of the blood-bought church, the church of the living.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, and you meet so many wonderful people, and I've met Brother Overby, and he's here. This is his Jewish Awareness Ministry. Tell us a little bit about it, Brother Overby.
This is our 80th year. We began reaching Jews coming out of the Holocaust in Buffalo, New York. And this is the 80th year. We moved to North Carolina about 20 years ago. I became the director 3 years ago after being a missionary 10 years ago.
Well, you probably like my pen, then.
I love that pen, brother.
Well, you know, we were told in Holy Scripture to that we needed to bless Israel.
Amen.
I believe that, and God gave the commandment, and it hasn't changed. And I think the fact that on May the 14th, 1948, we recognized Israel as an independent state, I believe that was a step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. God has blessed America. Bless, the best way we can bless the Jewish people and the Israelis is with the gospel of Jesus the Messiah. And that's what we're all about now for 80 years. We're a magazine. We're on the internet, internet radio, shalomshalom.radio. And get the gospel out through our staff in Israel, three of them in Israel right now.
Yep.
property in Israel. I'll be there in a couple of weeks and working with them. So thank God. And we want to get everyone in the pew to go to the Jew with Romans 1:16.
Now give us that again. That's Shalom Shalom. S-H-A-L-O-M.
Right. Shalom Shalom. Dot radio. That's it.
Now, so you do you go then to the Nation of Israel quite frequently?
We're over there annually several times. We have property there. We are hosting staff in Israel who have started a church on the northern border of Israel. Right now they have had to evacuate their city, Kiryat Shimona, and so we're 40 minutes south of there, so this is a safe haven in our property. They're using their facility, their church plant, to feed soldiers, 500 soldiers a day, feeding them a hot meal and giving them
Amen. Brother Overby, thank you, my brother, for what you're doing. I appreciate it. God bless.
And as I see many people and organizations that still are standing for Israel as an independent state, we're not talking about a two-state creation. We're talking about the sovereignty of God's people. And it encourages me that when I see people like Brother Overby and others, and there are others, many others, BZ Pack and the Dr. Samuel Freed and Doug Thompson and others that are leading and trying to do everything they can to stand for God's people. And for those that hate Israel, I hope that you get right, because you are obviously at odds with the God Jehovah and the Lord Jesus Christ for standing against what he himself has put in his precious word. So I applaud these groups that are standing for our friends in the Middle East, the Nation of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, and I hope that we continue to do so.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, Kinsman, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
I believe it's in the book of Exodus, about the 18th chapter. You can find it there where they were given the instructions of how to choose our leaders. They were to be able men. They were to be people that loved God, that hated covetousness, and not last of all, they were to be people of truth. It even said that you would put some leaders over 50s, over 100s, and some over 1,000. We even have the breakdown of our legislature, our ruling separation of powers right there in the Bible, like a national, state, and local. It's there for us to check out. Unfortunately, we have a habit in America of allowing the wicked to choose the wicked. How is that done? The swamp chooses. Our voting in many cases doesn't have much effect. 93% of the members of Congress get re-elected. They have a more favorable re-election habit than they had in the Politburo in Russia. Why? Gerrymandering, where they choose the voters rather than the voters choosing the candidates. No term limits, where we have congressmen that serve until they have to physically be helped out of office. I read where that if you had an imposition of 12 years for service in the Congress, we'd still have 287 members that were unaffected. The founding fathers didn't want public service to be a career. They were looking for people that would go and do their best and then come home. We shouldn't be tied in to the lobbyists and the special interest groups, but that's where the candidates get their money and they know it. So consequently, they spend a great deal of their time raising more money so they can get reelected, and then they raise more money so they can get reelected. Tragic. But until we can change the dynamics, and until we can change can change the equation, I'm afraid that nothing is really going to change. The swamp, who are they? Well, I've been reading Eric Bolling's book, and he describes them pretty well. It's people that have self-interest, people that want to perpetuate and motivate and get reelected. And what they do, they may act like they are on different sides of the aisle, but in actuality, they help each other because they know that to expose the system is not good. 80% or better of the American people want term limits. Why wouldn't we get it? And yet, no congressman that I know of hardly can do any good trying to get the bill introduced because it doesn't get a hearing. So we end up with representatives that oftentimes go in with just meager incomes, and many go out as millionaires plus, with great perks, great benefits, and no wonder they like to retain the system as it is. The lobbyists want to keep it as it is because they already have these people in their hip pocket. And so to change the system means they'd have to be putting up with new people all the time. But it's a change that we need. And friends, in these trying times, I want to encourage you to be an advocate, to stand for our faith and to stand for our families and our freedoms. You know, let's be Christian patriots. We need to be Christians first, but we ought to be patriots. You know, I believe in the exceptionalism of America. I believe it was based upon the right foundations. I believe that the Word of God was central to its philosophy and its teachings and what it and its values. And so today I see my job is trying to do my best to enhance that and to advocate for that. I hope that you do as well. I'd love to come to your area sometimes. I hope you'll tell others about our program, and I'll look forward to being with you again. But this